What do people with mental illness need?
One of the greatest needs is medication. We need some sort of assistance from the government to provide us with our medication monthly, to provide us with eyeglasses, and to provide us with dental care, and also follow-up services from whenever we have, I don't know if you want to call it an episode, or when we're in crisis, and then after, there needs to be some sort of follow-up afterwards by a clinical support team. And we need somebody to help us, to provide us with assistance to find all of these different services.
Yeah, I think that we need to find a program with an employer who's open-minded. We had a life before, and with proper medication and accepting treatment, most of all, we can certainly do a lot. I mean, we can do reception. We can do work.
Just knowing that there's a place to go is comforting. Like, I know I can come to Up House. I think it's necessary. We need to have a place like Up House to go.
It's non-judgmental, and that is so important.
One thing I'd like to add about Up House is it's a place where people can recover at their own speed within work week, which is basic office opportunities. I find that without these, we wouldn't recover. We would be at home doing nothing and whatever.
Out of all human needs, what would you say you are satisfied with, and what is something you need most?
So I'm happy about living in a group home. Not content with the clothes I wear at the stores, because they don't like warm me up enough in winter.
I'm happy to have my own apartment, that I'm still able to live on my own independently. I would like to have better health and dental care, because right now I don't have that. I find I spend a lot of money on these things, and I would like more assistance.
I'm happy about my relationship with my children. It's an open relationship that I'm able to just be free, and they both accept my mental illness and they're not afraid of it. What I'm not happy about is that every day I have headaches. It takes about a week before, after I get my shots, for my head to place itself, and it's a monthly thing that my psychiatrist goes, "Oh, well, that's the way it goes." And I kind of went, "Gee, you know, it's hard to stay focused and working." And, you know, I'm still putting pressure on myself after 7 years of being off of work. And I'm still trying to put in days of work. And, you know, it's tough.
I'm happy about my caretaker at home. We can really talk. It's very important. What I'm not happy with, my medication right now.
Thank you for having us and giving us an opportunity to have a voice.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Ayla. I'm from Army, Quebec, and you are listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.